such wide lines. Talis shu'ula kol shloshim yom p'turim en atzitzit. Kan ve'ele chayevet. Chanya nam yohi adol et kundag ve'er kitro. Tocha bayit v'chutzlo et kol shloshim yom p'otem en amezuzah. Kan ve'ele chayevet. End of the student. First, 2 days. Whether the chiyuv for a socket to put up a mezuzah after shloshim yom is mid the oraisa or mid the rabbanan. Afal gav the mezuzah chayav asochem, which means the oraisa, as opposed to what earlier the discussion on the level of the oraisa. Because the pasuk uchtaf on the zot beitzecha lo ase lafuki beit acherim elach the chadirav adam aderach biyotcha that the lamp shad in the gemara mitzvah the chulin daf kuf lamed hay. By the time of the mitzvah krol and ute bayis beit acherim the kevin of the shimur of it lo shna I'm saying the shimur gets in all the time. We think shimur is kind of a voodoo. But it keeps coming in pure halachic terms. We're trying to discuss here at this stage, halacha lamaisa at this stage, as the chiyuv of a socha is d'oraisa. Even those other areas of halacha where it says soncha zelo shel acherim, hareishis hages. But over here, no, you would not darshin beitzecha zelo shel acherim because you need a shiva if you're living there. Miu kolamad yom potter d'lav beis shira di dehu. Who said so? Because Baba Baba Basu Nav Kesem and Aleph, Kavim Mishtah, Shem Lam and Yom, Harel Ka'anshe Ha'ir. Wow. The course of the first day in Tosfis, the Chiv and the Soch is mid the Oraisa, after 30 days. The evil starts to buy a Shalom. And within 30 days it's Potter because it's not really Kavua yet. Where do you get 30 days from? You find a similar concept in the Rabbat of Ches, what's over there? So once a person's in town for 30 days, then they'll collect taxes from him, and they have certain obligations and certain rights and responsibilities. Once they're for 30 days, he's a married, he's a person. He lives in the town. The first 30 days is just a guest. Interesting. According to this osis, we have an operative, the principle which we've spent so much time on over the years, called the tikkun rabbanan came the right of tikkun. 30 days by taxation and all kinds of other town responsibilities. Where does it come from? According to our sources, it comes from the din daraisa. The din daraisa. So the socher is potim and mezuzah 30 days and it's chayav after 30 days. But true, that sources derive the logic behind it from the gemara of Lavasha. But the Gemara of the Vat is to Takonis Medirabonim. And here it's a Din D'Oraisa. So presumably, conceptually, the Gemara of the Vat is based upon our Gemara. That 30 days is a Din D'Oraisa of Mezuzah. I mean, still then it's considered Aroi. And on that basis, the Chazal Kovea, 30 days in terms of town responsibility. Fine. This is the first day in Tosfos. The second day in Tosfos. Uvi Yeshlama de Mezuzah Naim Medirabonim. It says Pesecha twice, as we know in Krishma, both Pashto and Krishma. Fine. Now, the Gemara in Bava Mitzia. Mezuzah al mi? Hi, friends of Gemara, what kind of question is that? Chova Tadari. Chova Tadar. Everyone knows the famous, the name of the book. Mezuzah Chova Tadar. Now, what's bothering Tosfos? What's bothering Tosfos is as follows. If a socher is chayav mid the oraisa, so we can explain chovas hadar. If he's living there, he's chayav to put up a mezuzah mid the oraisa. However, now that Tosfos is going with the mahalach, that a socher is only chayav to put up a mezuzah mid the rabbanon, so why is the expression chovas hadar being used? Just say it's a din de rabbanon. So what is Tosfos answer? You're right. That's not what the expression Chol Mosar to teach us. It's not to be Mechayev the Socher, but rather what? It's to be Poter the Maskir, says Tosfos. Achirish Gadol. Says Tosfos. Love the Chiyuvi Socher Maisla. No. The Socher is only Chayim and Rabbonon. And the impression is conveyed that Chol Mosar Dar is a Svarador Aisa. You're right. The Svarador Aisa to do what? The Pater the Maskir. Again, lav lechiyuvei socher ma'itzulah. Halachi kama, pshita sha'maskir eino chayev, kevan she'eino dor shom. Since the maskir is not living there, he is potter. He is potter. Fine. How do we paskin in this machlokes between the first day in Tosfos and the second day in Tosfos? It's not at all clear. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say boo. But there's a shach. And the shach is very revealing. In Siman Reish Peivav, Sifchav Beit, the Mechaba just quotes the din. You can't tell from the Mechaba. Asoch Abayit Bukut Floret, Poslim Rezuzah Shloshim Yom, and obviously afterwards he's Chayit. There's the shach to fund. Oh, that's not at all. So the shach says, "She'eino nikra dayin bira." So the mafarshim point out that the shach seems to be going with the first day in Tosfos, that is a chi of the rice and the socher. But the first 30 days, your potter. She'eino nikra dayin bira. According to the second day in Tosfos, the shoes on the other foot. According to the second day in Tosfos. What's the din? Socha should always be potter with the oraisa. So why, in fact, is he chayev with the rabbanon after shloshim yom? So the Rishonim explained because it's nira kishalom. There's by talis. A talis is potter for 30 days, but after 30 days passed, it's nira kishalom. Looks as if it's his. So the Chazal imposed an obligation upon him. But then the shach shouldn't have said that within 30 days it's considered to be a diras, ain't a nikra dayan diras. He said, no, it's never a diras. Not a diras the first 30 days, not a diras the next 30 days, not the next 30 years. Never a diras on the level of Doraisa. And the only reason Chayav is with the Rabbanon because of Nira Tishalo, because the Shach should have said. And the fact that the Shach says that it's not considered a diras for the first 30 days indicates that after 30 days it is a diras and it's Chayav is Doraisa. That's the Poshup shot in the words of the Shach. Seems to go with the first day in Tosfos. The truth is, the Rashi is mashma that way. Because Rashi says, what did Rashi say? Rashi says, Asoka Bayis is potter the first 30 days with Rashi. Shema Yavzerbo. What kind of business is that? Shema Yavzerbo? And Shema Lo Yavzerbo? Take it, the rice of the chumrah. So the answer is, the Mepharshim explained, the Chovas Adar explained, in Perek Gimel, Sif, Cotton, Bait. So that means a suffix. Maybe he'll back out, maybe he won't back out. It means, no, that the fact that he may back out itself makes it into a Zira Saroi. Once 3 days passed, he's not backing out anymore. He wanted to back out, he would have backed out already. He's there to stay. So therefore, again, the impression conveyed from Rashi is the first 3 days of potter because it's considered like a diras haroi, and after this chayav presumably midah oraisa. Yes.
How can this woman start moving into the house? Usually, once he decides you're moving there.
Okay, but apparently in those days, people just walk out. We'll get to the legalities later, but there needs to be some kind of a possibility he's going to leave within 30 days. Now, question. Again, the Chovas Adar. He's talking about his own sefer, the title of his own sefer. It's the title track. He wants to know, when the Gemara says Chovas Adar, So the Gemara says, the Tosfos points out, the hour just says, Chofetz Adar, it's a tale about the mask of its potter. So he asks the question, why? Maybe Chofetz Adar tells you why the Socher is Chayev, albeit with the Rabbanon. True, the second day in Tosfos that the Socher is only with the Rabbanon. Let the Gemara be saying, Mezuzah, Chofetz Adar, and there was a Chazal imposed the Chiv upon you, the Socher, to put up a Mezuzah. Why does Tosfos forced to say, according to the second teret, that Chovas Adar comes to part of the mask here. But it can't be Mechayev the Socher Medir Abonon? That's his kasha. It's a very nice answer. A very nice answer. According to this Shita, that the Chiv on the Socher is only Medir Abonon, this leads us with another interesting corollary. That the Chiv on the mask here might be the Oraisa. The chiyuv on the mask here might be midoraisa. If I rent out an apartment, maybe I have a chiyuv midoraisa on the balabayim. Take a look, if you will, in the Nemuka Yosef, the one on the Maran Bakomus, and see what he says. Page Rav and Mizay. Let's take a look. Dibra Maskel Maskir. So he says, V'chulei, Ala Socha Shutzara Pushmira, Keva Shudar V'socha, Chovas Adar, the Af Al Gav Dim Lo Hoya Socha, Hoya Chayav HaMaskil Asas Lo Mezuzah. What's he saying? The Maskil would have been Chayav to put a Mezuzah if he hadn't successfully rented it out. Why? Even though it's not there. Midi dahave abeis ha-tevenu beis ha-eitim. We'll get to that later. Then we'll call the beis ha-otar. The storage house. Afi lo-achi. Kevan shamar ha-socha lo-motu lo-mezuzah. Chayev lasos lo-mezuzah. Interesting. Interesting. So therefore, Tosfos has felt compelled to explain according to this Shita that the concept of Chovas Adar patters the maskir. Because if the Chovas, if the principle of Mezuzah Chovas Adar would not have patted the maskir, the Chazal would not have imposed the Chiyah Medrabbanon on the Socher. Why impose a Chiyah Medrabbanon on the Socher? When there's a mask at the Chiyuv Daraisa, why should we make the Rabbanon? Is there somebody there already? Why should I impose an obligation on the renter if there's already someone who's Chiyuv Daraisa? So it becomes critically necessary to say that Chovas Adar passes the mask here. Yeah, one Chovas Adar passes the mask here, which is a Din of Daraisa, then we can be Mechayev and Sof on a level with the Rabbanon because it's nearer to Shalom. That's how the logic goes. You wouldn't say, great, Chovas Adar is Mechayev the Socher. No, there's already a pre-existing Mechayev the Daraisa, the Maskir. You have to say Chovas Adar Patron the Maskir, and then you can say Medir Rabbona and they will Mechayev the Socher. That's how we explain. Now, question. Does Tosfos agree with the Nemuka Yosef in this detail or not? And we also get the impression that the only time the Maskir is Potter is when he successfully rents the apartment. What happens if the Maskir rented the apartment to somebody, and the somebody moved out, and now it's been added in the New York Times apartment for rent, but no one wants to pay the high rent that he wants to charge in Riverdale, a fortune of money. So it remains empty. He's waiting to get his high rent. Now it's empty. And a month goes by. Let's turn that off. Maybe you can't, maybe I have to put a mezuzah now that the apartment is empty. It's been empty for 2 months. All right, so what's 30 days empty? That works. So the question is, Nu, what do you say about that? So that the Mukha Yosef get the impression that in fact these masks would be chayef, an empty apartment, the mask would be chayef to put up a mezuzah. Wow. a lot of Jewish landlords in New York City. A lot of empty apartments on their hands. Are they more clear to put it on the zuzah there? And if it came with the shtaver, of course, with all the caveats. We're going to take it away, there's no need to watch it, blah, blah, blah. But this is a serious business. There are many Jewish landlords who have empty apartments in New York. Some of us even know some of them. Empty apartments. And do they put a mezuzah in every empty apartment? I wonder. Interesting. I thought the pshat in Tos was not that way. The reading of the words of Tos conveyed an impression to me that the masker is potter even if he did not successfully rent the apartment, as long as the masker, is not living there. So what? Let it be no worse than the base of Oster. So the Mugay Oster said, I don't live in my storage warehouse either. I don't live in a warehouse. I warehouse where I store all my objects. I have a lot of furniture stored in the warehouse. I'm chayiv in the warehouse. So why is the empty apartment worse than a warehouse? Yes. Well, maybe what Binyamin means is talking a little bit in riddles, but maybe it means it's as follows. Maybe it means that a warehouse is a warehouse, and you're chayiv a Torah's warehouse. But you cannot be chayiv a house for Torah's warehouse. The house is a house. It's not meant to be a base of Osa. It's meant to be a base you were going to pay to a $2,000 a month rent. Now we're talking. That's what it's meant to be. Now Nebuchadnezzar has an empty house that has some furniture in there. Or there's no furniture, a refrigerator, a stove, whatever's in there. You can't do mechayev a regular apartment with Torah's base or Osa. That's why I saw the machlokas between Tosus and the Mugayot. You can mechayev a house which is meant to be a living quarters with Torah's base or Osa when no one's living there. Mugayot, it seems to say yes, and I got the impression from Tosus that the answer was no. Nafkamina, tremendous Nafkamina. Forget this case. Most of us are not zeichah to be landlords. You have to have some dough, but where most of us are playing yeshiva boys. And Mr. Shem will be getting, those who are not married will get married, they'll move into an apartment, and they'll have to be mechayiv in a mezuzah, as a socher, assuming they're living in Chutzlar still. Never. Chutzlar. So I want to know, what will happen if, let's say, for example, a person is going to have an apartment, and he's going to rent the apartment from the landlord, our same landlord friend, and you know how this thing usually works? You rent it as of, let's say, August 1st. August 1st, you rent it. You're not getting married August 1st. You're getting married August 20th. You're not exiled. Come in. You have to buy the furniture, have to put it in and set it up. So people are willing to pay 3 weeks rent just in order to set up the apartment. No? Ever heard of two things? It's not at all far-fetched. But I want to know, when does the clock start ticking? When does the clock, you have a 30-day clock. When does it start to tick? It starts to tick when you rent it, August 1st, but you're not in there yet. Your first piece of furniture comes on August 5th. Does it start August 5th? Or does it start August 20th when you get married, move in? What do you think? So it could be, this is the machlokes. At first, the chorus, it doesn't tick yet because just you took control. Well, I don't know about that. Could start the first already because in that apartment you have already, well, you moved anything in there. Most New York City apartments, if I'm not mistaken, it's still true, have a refrigerator and a stove and, am I correct? Still Emmett? I think so. I'm not sure the co-op going on. I don't know what happened to the co-op. The plain rental apartment, if I'm not mistaken, there's already something in there which it affects your renting. Your rent includes that. If they put in a new, at least when I was going up, they put in a new refrigerator, they would tack on to the rent. We got you. And so my mail is, so you're in effect paying rent for that, so they get the rate based also on August 1st. But that's already there from before. Then your dining room set comes on August 5th, and you're mad August 20th. So when does the 30 days count from? So I isolate the machlokas between the Mugay Yosef and Tarsus. According to the Mugay Yosef, perhaps in the Mechayev, a base deer, but Torah's base also. You hide it August 5th, 1st, or 5th. It's a question of whether you count the refrigerator and the stove. But according to Tyson, I thought, you wouldn't start until the 30-day experience of August, so there you go, marriage, move in, August 20th. I think that's how we know about halacha. Come out, that we're not about lactosis, if this dependence is correct, with the meaning of lactosis, I believe, and not like the, not like the Nebukadnezar. So exactly when do you put out the biduyuk? The guy gets married August 20th, mazel tov, he gets married. So he counts 30 days. So let's assume, what August 20th, what day of the week, Rabbi Stein? Thursday, right? Pick a good day. He gets married August 20th, Thursday. Good. So mazel tov, he will get married on Thursday. So the day one is Thursday. Okay? So, they won a Thursday, right? Because then moved in on Thursday, and then, Hakira, when did he moved in when he came home from the wedding, is it night? So when he moved, I don't know, maybe they'll consider already, the Jewish calendar is considered already the next day. Alum de Shashal already. So, let's take a, whatever it is, a particular day, he moves in on a particular day. That's day one. So, day one, you don't put up a mezuzah. No, day two, three, four, blah, blah, blah. How about day 30 itself? Put up a mezuzah on day 30, or you're only required to put up a mezuzah after 30 days lapse, passed. What do you say? What's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch? We just read it before. Atzocher bayis b'chutz laret, potter mezuzah shloshim yo. So the pashim shayit, they get potter for a full 30 days. So what do you mechuyev? When three stars come out on the 31st night, look for the stars. You see stars? Okay. Take a hammer and nail and start banging. Pasha pshat. But the problem is, an interesting question. What happens? Case I just gave, come out on Thursday. Okay, so that's day 29 is Thursday, 1, 8, 15, 20, 20 on Thursday. Day 30 is Friday. Okay, now it's 31, Friday night, these three stars, give me the hammer. Against the Mefurashi record. Put away your hammer. Mefurashi. It's also Malacha Daraisa, but that's the size, but it's also against journeys, if I'm not mistaken. Did I get it right? It's against journeys. The nails won't go away. So you can't hammer a nail on Shabbos. Awesome. So now what do you do? What do you do? If this happens, and then you move in on a Thursday, it's going to happen. So what can do? No moving in on Thursday. You can't get married on Thursday. Can't be. So this is Yom Ravi. You can't get married on Thursday. Move in on Wednesday night. It's Thursday. You can't go against the Mishnah. So what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? It's a big problem. What do you do? We already pointed out that to put it in the mezuzah too early, not so partial. Not so partial, we said the bracha. Not so partial, we said the chiyuv. We're going to come back to that discussion. Pasta v'lom and us. We'll come back to all these things. On the other hand, to wait a full day, to wait till Motzei Shabbos, for the whole Shabbos, the holy Shabbos, you're sitting there in the house, which is mechuyav mezuzah with no mezuzah. Go away for Shabbos. Beautiful. That's the best answer. That's the best answer. Go to some NCSY convention, showing that's it. Find somewhere to go. I know you do a mitzvah, and you won't have a problem with the mezuzah. Sure. You resolve the question. Good. Okay. We can stop. So what happened if you can't? Some folks can say, to buy your house, you have immediately. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. But we'll come to that. So what do you do? So some folks can have the following remarkable idea. You take, it works very well in the mezuzah, the back of the Beis Medrash. We call it the front, back, but then the right behind me. The opposite of the Aron Kodesh. It's called the back of the Beis Medrash. I don't know what it looks like. Beautiful. They were made once for some kind of color war project, or I don't know what, where. And they made a piece of wood. It's a goof of the Kanya. A piece of wood, they made a little hollow, a little hole. I have a piece of the mezuzah which is wrapped in plastic, and it's inserted into that hole. And we assume that's kosher, though we found someone who said it's possible, but we assume that's kosher. They push it. On Friday night, get all these mezuzahs, all the goofs of the kanya. And on Friday night, after Kiddush, you come home, put away the hammer, the nails won't go away, everything's away, but you know what you do? You take all those plastic wrapping mezuzah and insert them, one by one, into all the holes to prearrange them before Shabbos. Oh, yes, Akasha, it's mitakein. What are you mitakein? Oh, you made a house? So now it was uninhabitable. You couldn't live there. Now, the Baruch Hashem, you put it in the mezuzahs, the house becomes inhabitable. What an unbelievable mitakein. I can argue it's worse. It's mechuber. You're mitakein a house. Yeah, so some poskim discuss this issue very seriously. Very seriously. This is all found in the Sefer Chovas Hadar, in Paragim of Sukkot Yud. He discusses this very seriously. Because whether it's considered to be mitakein or not depends upon, is there a prohibition against living in a house with no mezuzah? Yes, sir. Well, we've learned, if you learn some in Hilchos Shabbos, you'll know that a halachic tikkun could also be a tikkun. A halachic tikkun is a whole discussion in the Gemara about Tevilas Kalim. It's called tikkun mona, and a whole discussion about a person to be terrible tikkun gavra. Obviously, it can be a halachic tikkun. Yeah. So, is there an issur? Let's discuss this question. Is there an issur to live in a room without a mezuzah? This is an interesting story. This could depend upon a double shaila. Is there an issur for the person who's chayav in mezuzah? Is he an issur? And is there an issur for someone who's not chayav in mezuzah? Someone else chayav in mezuzah. And someone else walks in. Is he an issur? I'll tell you a story. Many moons ago, when I was a Talmud in Yeshiva, I went to Yisrael Chonam. I lived in the dorm in what's called now, I think, Mus Hall. I was a Smicha student. And, you know, we had a whole discussion where to put the Hanukkah menorah. That was in the time with Hanukkah. That was at a time when you were still permitted to put it wherever you wanted to, before the present regime. So, it said that there was Pizuwa Machmir based on the Gemara and Mitzvah for Shabbos. Someone said to me about a few days ago, for the mezuzah be min, for the Hanukkah be small. So I want to put my mezuzah on a chair, right in the left-hand side going into the door. I look up, there's no mezuzah. Now, how long was the mezuzah? I don't ask me, you know, I guess I wasn't careful enough to put my hand in the mezuzah whenever I walked in. There's no mezuzah. The whole pill for the lumps, you know, no mezuzah, for the next Hanukkah be min. Right? I mean, the whole reason is that it is more important. Always you put it in the small, so the guy ends up, what? Get out of the house, you can't live here tonight. Out, there's no mezuzah here. Out. And I said, why do I have to leave? Who is this mezuzah, why do I have to leave for? So we were all kids, but it's an interesting shower, you have to leave, and I couldn't find the mezuzah then. It was late at night. There was no place to buy mezuzah at that particular time. By Mechuyah to leave or not? So here's the question, who's chayav in the mezuzah? So I believe that I wasn't chayav at all, the yeshiva was chayav in the mezuzah. So that makes it more cow. But let's say the person himself, Reuben owns a house and there's no mezuzah, is he allowed to stay in that house, yes or no? There's a Pisgei Tshuva about it, at the very beginning in Hilchos Mezuzah, Simon Reish Pei Hei. See it's caught now, it's the opening line. Huh? We'll get to that. He caught the prima garden. Im no the law be Shabbos be Yomtiv, she ain't mezuzah be Pisco, ve yesh lo bayis acher, mechuyev ulate, avi lesle bayis acher, shari lode besoch adumi de titit. Ve nire du adin afilu bechol,
Im ein mezuzah nimtza be'ir, shinokim ha'b'shabit, v'ashor lo'da b'sofo, im ein lo bayis acher. As the Morgan Avraham says with respect to Tittus. Interesting. So the Pasha Pshat of here is, that there's an issur to live in a house, there's an issur to live in a house, where there's no mezuzah. I ask you to see a Mordechai. Now let's turn to that Mordechai, please, if you don't mind. Was a tough Kuf Mem Dalet, am I correct? Page 4. Bottom of the first column. They also the Konez Vavayis. Elo Damoza Sekoi Vesulo. So the Mordechai says there's no Isser living in a house without a mezuzah, except you're supposed to put up a mezuzah. But you get the impression from the Mordechai that if you cannot put up a mezuzah, there's nothing wrong with being in the house. As opposed to the Pitzchei Tshuva, that's how the Pitzchei Sha'orim, I believe, opposes it in a machlokas, between the Pitzchei Tshuva and the Mordechai. Namely, at the core of the Mordechai, there's no Isser. Except you should put up a mezuzah, right? But if you can't put up a mezuzah, don't just scurry around looking for a different place to live. You can live there in Beshekek, so you can find a mezuzah as soon as possible. Whereas according to the Pitzchei Tshuva, there's an issur to live in the house. Except, they gave you a break. You're not mechuyav to become homeless. There's an issur to live in the house. So scurry around for another place to live, but if you can't find one, we'll give you a break to live there until you can find a mezuzah as soon as possible. That's how it's quoted in the Achronim. A machloikis, is there in fact an issur to live in a house with no mezuzah? So, in any event, is there an issur of metaken when you place a mezuzah in those little tubes on Shabbos? So the chora, if there's an issur, you consider it to be a metaken. But if there's no issur, you wouldn't be considered a metaken. How do you like that? Yes, Benjamin. You're not mochil to be homeless. I presume every mitzvah say is supposed to. You're not mochil to get sick to perform a mitzvah say. The poskim says, but you have to go out and be homeless in the street. You're not mochil to go that far to perform the mitzvah say. You can do it a little bit later. Yes. Could be, I could find many ways to say it's on machlokas, but as I'm saying, the svarim, they talk about a machlokas in the Pesach Shiva the Morah. I'm just going with their mahalach. Now, an interesting question. If you sign a lease, can you back out in the first 30 days? What do you say about that? I don't ever sign a lease over here? You ever did? No one ever signed a lease? Sure, the rabbi did. So, can you back out within the first 30 days? No way. You can't, before you even move in, you can't back out. You sign a lease, done. So some posts can say, the Chovas Adar said, in Perek Gimel, Sifkot Yudbeis, and this kind of a case, whether or not you chayv in the mezuzah immediately in Chutz Lartz, is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. What's already from the Yadak Tana, who says, Shitas Rashi, the time up to Rishim Neshemi Yavzar, in a case in which legally you're not permitted to back out, you made a kinyan, so then you chayim miyad, according to Tosis, no shna, your potter, and therefore you may put it up without a bro. This is the Yadak Tana as cited in the Chovas Hadar, Sifkoton, Yud Beit. That's the Arakana says. The parshas to do or disagree. There's no way. Rashi means, as we said before, Rashi means that within 30 days, it's considered to be a diras aroi, since you could back out. See, the Yadak Tan is assuming the average schiris with manat Talmud, you could back out. So if I find the case with the Kenyan, you can't back out, that's exceptional, it didn't change it. And if Chaim Kenyatis was not the way, no, then it also meant Kenyanim. But you can still back out. How do you back out? Either you find someone else to move in, presumably the landlord will be masking, or you pay off a little bit of money to let you back out. That's what it means. So he doesn't like, he's against the Yadak Tan. Even Rashi would concede, within 30 days, even though you legally you cannot back out, you still may back out. Either by getting someone else to take these, to pick up the lease, or by giving him $2 to let you off the hook. That's what he said. I want to tell you, I don't want to go into it now by research, but I just want to mention it now, that there are those posts who maintain that, forget about backing out, our tzchiras is qualitatively different than the tzchiras in the Talmud. If I'm a Metzi, maybe you remember, there's a whole discussion there in the Gemara, I rent you a house, and then my house falls down, may I kick you out or not? No discussion. I rent it to you because I'm living in house A, and I've rented house B for rent. They rent your house, now my house fell down, out. There's a whole discussion that you can do it in some cases. Now it's clear that in American law, if I rent you a house, and then my house falls down, and they out, they'll say to you, you are crazy. I have a signed lease and I'm not moving out no matter what. So on this basis, it's conceivable that the schiris that we have in the United States of America is simply qualitatively different than the schiris at the time of the Gemara. And whereas the Gemara has an expression in Avodah Zarah, except in Avodah Zarah, schiris lo kanya, that schiris is a psashvacha relationship. It's not considered to be a kinyan for the tenant, but it could be that in the spirit of today, it is kanya. This possibility can be found in the Sefer Avi Ezri by Rav Shach Shalita, which he discusses this possibility that our rentals are completely different than the rentals of the time of the Gemara, and if it emerges from that, that's correct, that the chiyuv mezuzah in Chutz Laaretz and our rentals would be immediate. And maybe even the rice according to the second day of Tosis. Perhaps. So it's a very big Kiddush, but I don't have the safety in front of me. I'm going to try to get a copy of it and show it to you. Yes. That's what I'm saying. That maybe that our tzchiras today, if it's kanya, so the fear might be midoraisa. So two things can emerge. One thing can be chayav immediately, I mean they're related, and one thing can be chayav midoraisa. That's Rav Shach's suggestion. Other posts don't go with that mahalach. They just they never thought of it or disagree with it. But I just wanted to bring that to your attention. Now, but we're not finished yet. Look at the Nachlas Tzvi in Sifcha Beit. You know, before you look there, why don't you look in the Nebuka Yosef? Let's start with the Rishonim. So it's better to go in that direction. That same Nebuka Yosef, which we came from earlier, page 12, says, it's further down, right about that little oath race of the Bach, where he says, "Bafilu socher b'chutzlar, kevan shelo sechara l'shloshim yom, eino chay b'mezuzah." Whoa! What did he just say? One more time. "Bafilu socher b'chutzlar, kevan shelo sechara l'shloshim yom, eino chay b'mezuzah." What did he say? You hear what he just said? When is a socher potter? Within the first 30 days. When is that? When the rental is less than 30 days. But he just said it. When the rental is less than 30 days, you put them. But if I rent, I sign a 1-year lease, a 2-year lease, a 3-year lease, you chayv immediately, according to the Mugayot. That's what he said. And the Nachlas Tzvi discusses this at length. In Siman Reish Pei Vav Siv Chav Beis. When the Mechaber says, Hasoch HaBayis B'chutz Loret, Potzim Mezuzah Shloshim Yom, says the Nachlas Tzvi, Mashma Da'afim Soch HaBayis Al Shona, Temimo, Eino Kovea Mezuzah Alach Alam Al Yom. That's the lesson of the Brisa, Kol Shloshim Yom Potzim. Because it's Hagon Milisa in the Derech HaChaim Siddur, who said that Socha Bayis had Shloshim Yom Potter, Mashem Socha Ad Yom Shmi Yom Yom Chayim? Where do you get it from? Where do you get it from? We pass in the Socha Zeno Chayim Vak Medir Abon and Lach Alam and Mishum. Why? The Merzi Kishalo. As we mentioned earlier, in Kain Tok Lam, Lo Merzi Kishalo, Machil Gesh and Yodav Ogam Lach Alam. V'nira, he says, in Nimshach HaDivri HaShach, the Kodm Chav Ches, Shekot Zav HaTam, that Shloshim Yom, in the Gradayan Zira, which means it's a Dira Tarai. That's Tarsim and Ochs and Dal, according to the first day, and according to Darby Lamed Yom. So the Shach is passing that the what? The first day in Tosh, the Tosh is Midda Oraita, and considered Dira Tarai within 30 days. And it's Mistaber to say, well, not Mukhra, Mistaber to say, that if he rented it for more than a year, then it's considered Kavamizi. And they go back to the Mukhra. Tosis source of Baba Basna Ches, he quotes the Chosoka, you can look it up in the same volume, it's been raised in Vav Sepeh, that the person moves into a town, he's putting from Chosoka for 30 days. But he walks and says, I'm moving in now for a year, I'm moving in now for 10 years. They don't give him 30 days grace, zap for Chosoka immediately. So here too, he moves in for a long period of time, more than 30 days, he's chayv in mezuzah immediately. Only one problem. Shach is Shver. What? Why does Shach say this, implying that we pass like the first day in Tosis, and the Tzoch is Midoraita, when everybody knows we pass like the second day? Who's everybody knows? Who's everybody knows? Who's everybody? It's against Rashi. Rashi was like the first day, then the Mugiyot is like the first day. But everybody knows now. Who's everybody knows? Well, here's 2 days. And about the Zohar, they say only 1 day. But the most important, the Rosh. The Rosh is usually the key of Pesach Halacha. The Rosh thinks the whole that the Chiyav and the Socher is only mid-Dirabbana. Let's turn to the Rosh and see where he says it. This line is the key line. You can blink and miss it. Mamash, you can blink and miss it. It's on page 234, end of Siman Tesva. In the middle of a different context. He says, Beischa derech v'yosra. Then he says, V'yaf agav to trade Beischa ksivi, with a little shinnis of the Madan Yadav. Chada itzrich lemute socha v'shoel. That's it. That's the whole story. That the Rosh said in passing, that we pass in that midoraita, a mezuzah, v'yit socha, is potter, as the Madan Yadav points out, so the gift of Shloshim Yom is only Chayim in the Rabbanon. This is the second day in Tosis. So the Nachlas Tzvi says, look, we usually follow the Rosh LaHalacha. So the Shach had no business in Sivkot Chavchet quoting the time which fits in the first day in Tosis. And the Derech HaChayim said, had no business quoting the Mukhe Yosef, who says that if Chayim immediately, if you find a long-term lease, so we don't pass it that way. We pass it to the Rabbanon because nearer to Shalom, and then only apply it for 30 days. I don't care how long the lease, it'd be 20-year lease. You're part of the first 30 days. So writes the Sefer, Nachlas Tzvi, which is written by whom? Tzvi Tshuva. Same author. He makes reference to one to the other. Now, says the Nachlas Tzvi, let's start toward the bottom. Therefore, it's ain't a chayav l'kvoa ad l'akolam. It's fine. The last two lines. Ulam, im rosa l'kvoa betoch lamad l'levarek, kasafti l'pitzchei tshuva, he gives it away. It's fine. Me. Kasafti l'pitzchei tshuva, tzivkot nyadal v'shem eshel avrom, rashoy, kimo talas shu'ula, ayin shom. So you have a right that you wish to make a bracha within 30 days, and you know what? since there is a Shidus and Mukayosev, and there are Chaim Siddur, and all of the Shonim hold that the right, according to them, it's arguable that you sign a long-term lease to Chaim right away, so you may as well make the broch and put it in right away to be Marviach that Shita, plus our Shach Shita, not forget that Shita also, and you have nothing to lose. Because even if you're not Chaim until after 30 days, you have a right to make a broch earlier. That's the way he's angling. But he says he doesn't know. When he is dieted to Rechi and Imroa Lassus came. Ulai also odif lahamten al shvas achiyu. Yesh lo, ma da davka mitalas shula. Me achadim evorachin al talas b'chol yom. You can't ask me evorach be'eis haptur. Yochel evorach gam kein. Next page. Olo b'shas achiyu. Mash enkein hocha b'mezuzah de evorachin ak pamachat be'es kviyusa. Ulai odif yosel lahamten al shvas achiyu. Da hainu lahachalami. If you only make one bracha, don't make it b'shas haptur. Make it a mishas b'chiyu. V'chayotzi b'svarazu anissa b'tzifrin shal tzadikim. Ayin mizrachi tov pashas lech lecha. Who knows what that is? Who knows? The key is. What's in the pashas lech lecha? No. Bris Mila. So what's the famous kashas the mizrachi must ask over there? If I'm not going to have kalata rakula, why didn't he do Mila before he was commanded? What's the answer? And only do it once. And if he's going to do it with Psur, it's not right, but do it with Bechiv. I mean, I'm assuming that's what he's making reference to. And what's weiter? What's that? What's Shinhei about? Who looked it up? Nobody? No. Hilchas Shinhei. What's Shinhei about? Nobody? Hilchas Pidyon HaBen. The first little Pidyon HaBen before 31 days, and it'll be later on, all the money is around. Don't play around with it. You can only do one. Wait for the most opportune time. So here too. You can only do it once. Wait till after 31 days before you make the broch. I over here too. Yuchal achalamed litzlov likova. All right, put it on early, and then in 31 days, just take it off for a minute and put it back on again. Lesser. The chiyagav and tarach levarich. That's not a hesach adat. Take it off, put it back on again, so that you wouldn't be able to make another broch later on. Vadayin tarach iyun bozeh. What an interesting Nachalat Tzvi. Interesting, fascinating. Now, in the Chovas Adar, he has his whole lomdus on his own. I don't know why I didn't quote from the source. The whole thing. In Terek Gimel, end of Sukkot text. But he says something very interesting. He throws in a different word, a different idea. The Pisket Tshuva, in Simen Reish Pei Tes Sukkot and Gimel, quotes a wild Magen Avraham. Mamish wild. If you move into a house and there are mezuzahs there, you make a brach. What brach do you make? Asher kiddushan mesavet yivana. What? Lodur bebayis sheyesh ba mezuzah. Woo! What? Never heard of it. We never heard any of his life to make your brach. But the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham. Well. Wow. So new. Let's go over here too. Let him move in early. And then, if it's on day 31, he'll make a bracha. Lots of advice. Shesh and mezuzah. So the Chovas Das has nothing doing. Because there, at least, he did something. He moved in. Holy Jew moved into a holy house. And mezuzah's on it. He did something so he can make a bracha like that. Here, when day 31 comes, I'm probably sleeping in my bed. I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything. I'm not moving in. I'm just living as before. Not considered a mice at all. So even the Magen Avraham, he says, would agree there's been no bracha in such a circumstance. Of course, the problem is, what is he saying? The Pisket Tshuva is referring to a case where you're going to remove it and put it right back again. So he says it's not considered enough of a hefsek to warrant a new bracha of lekvoa mezuzah, but at least a ma'aser it is, some kind of ma'aser it is. So why shouldn't the warrant of this new bracha, if it exists, the teretz of Parshim Shaddai, we don't pass like the Magen Avraham. No one in the world that I've ever seen or heard ever makes a bracha as the Magen Avraham. Have you ever heard of it? I've never seen it or heard of it. Pass, we don't follow the Magen Avraham. Why don't we follow the Magen Avraham? Because as the Rav, the Chuan of the Racha used to explain, you can only make a bracha on a maisa mitzvah, not on a kiyum mitzvah. And only have the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi.
Have it? We don't move without it. Thank you very much. And many, numerous copies of comments to the floor.
In the Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, Rav Shechta Shalita, there's a whole kuntras upon this. The kuntras is called kuntras Birkas HaMitzvot, Simin Gimel. 24 pages on this Nakuda. Deacon Nakuda is the Rav study is told that the bracha is made on the Maisa Mitzvah and not on the Kiyum Mitzvah. Close to Kamat, half of Shatia. Yes, Oimer, Suka, Haroises, Moror, Sira, Shofar. We have over here all kinds of other wonderful things. Esrik, Ether. But the Yisiki Yisod is the bracha, if I recall correctly, is on the Maisa Mitzvillin, which we'll get to later, Mr. Shem. Yudha Sager. Somewhere in here is an arichas about this Nakuda of a bracha being on a Maisa Mitzvah. And therefore, if I'm not mistaken, I'm not sure if the Maseh goes as far, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere in here they quote the Magen Avraham is quoted together with a different source, if I'm not mistaken. What happens if a person forgot to light Shabbos candles and it's already Ben HaShemoshim? You can't, footnote 6, I found it, footnote 6 against the Magen Avraham. They quote the Kehelet Yaakov by the Mishnah of Yaakov against the Magen Avraham, Birchas Hadlakas Neres B'Shabbos. The key equals the Maisa Mitzvah, not the Kiyum. Because of Chaim, in the central. If I'm making a Bamba Kamazuzah in your house, you have the Kiyum, I do the Maisa, I make the Brach. Footnote 6 in this Simon Gimel. Okay? Gevaldik. So that's the Pash. We don't follow the Magen Avraham at all. The Magen Avraham says, Hadlakas Neres, I get a goy to put on the Neres in Ben HaShemoshes. That I make a brook. How can that be? You know, we have a key of the stairs in my house, but I didn't do anything. I think that's the context of his quote. Oh. Now, very nice. What happens in the following situation? A person put up a mezuzah and didn't make a bracha. Didn't make a bracha. Did you make a bracha afterwards? Somebody has to say, even Beit Medrash. I put on tefillin, I put on a talis, I didn't make a bracha. Can I make a bracha afterwards? What's the answer? Yeah, you have to say mashmish. We'll get to the bespoke political talis and tefillin after this. And it's tefillin and antithesis. We're supposed, that's the order we're supposed to go in. So someone makes a comparison over here too. Let's take a look at the Ikre Hadat. This is not a Sephardic pronunciation, as you may have thought. The Ikre Hadat. The Ikre Hadat. No. In the back of the Yoredeya, standard Yoredeya, it's called Ikre HaDinim. Ikre Dinim is called, but it's also called Ikre HaDat, because the author is Daniel Tierney Sat. Okay? So in Ikre HaDat, in Simon Lamed, I guess you can see, Sifchet. No. The Lamed Sifchet? Or Lamed Aleph Sifchet? Dei ha'oretz is not true. It's like makeh. Kol shegoma legamri asiyos and neyochel avarach. Period. Over. What's the difference between this and this? It's very simple. The talus, I'm still wearing the talus. I'm still wearing the tefillin. My body, my goof is still involved in the tefillin and the talus, although I didn't put it on, but it's still on me. There's a whole pilpul, and this, we'll get to later what the mamashmish is, it really makeh, if not makeh, could be the mitzvah and shechet. But the mezuzah, I took a hammer and a nail, I knocked it in, and goodbye.
I am still living in the house, but I'm not touching the mezuzah anymore. I'm not touching my body anymore. You can't make a comparison between tzitzis and mezuzah. It's not a fair comparison. I'm sorry? Oh, very good. So the Chovas Adar, believe it or not, in Perigit Olives of Cotton Hay, does this follow? He says, Nechriko Aposkim in Yochel Avar HaKak, quotes the Ikri Hadat, and then he says, like this, Stechemet quotes the Svara, the Hanochas HaYad Ola Mezuzah, Havi Kimishmush B'Tzitzit Tefillin. If you ask me, we'll call it Stechemet, believe it or not. You know, if I have my, I'm wearing the talus and the tefillin, I want to move it around a little bit, whether it's Akiv or not in the bracha. One thing, putting a hand on the mezuzah, Rebbein Nishal Erlem, it took up some minig in the Ramah, which we don't really have, it has a mocker from Unkelus, that he did it once, it's not a real chiyuv. If not, you're going to make it into a Maisa mitzvah, you can make a bracha on. You believe it? So that's my answer. The mishmash tells us nothing. You don't even need the mishmash because it's on my body. So that's considered a hemshir of the mice of Atifa, that's all on my body. And same with the tefillin. As opposed to this mezuzah, which is already nailed into the wall. I put my hand on it. What if I kiss it? I'll make it better. Kiss my hand. So to say, Chemet in fact rejects this. And he says, those who say that you can make a bracha, not because you put your hand in and kiss the mezuzah. They consider that the Yosan and Shechas, they view it the same as the Talaf and the Tefillin. It keeps going. But others say, no, it's not the same. They have Gufas involved, they have Gufas not involved. I would say, in my opinion, I would never make a bracha in such a circumstance. At least Bishop Suffolk brachas lahakil. Nah, I wouldn't. You need a Maisa mitzvah. You need a Maisa. What do you have to do? But some folks can say it like this. If you put the mezuzah on before 30 days, on the 31st day, you take it off and put it back on again. But wait a minute. If you made a bracha at the beginning, it won't work. We saw Nachas Tzvi. Here's the chumrah. This is now the new raging chumrah. Put the mezuzah on immediately for a whole series of reasons. Either the Derech HaChaim reason or the Avi Ezri's reason. Right? I can find a whole bunch of reasons. But then, don't make a bracha. Don't make brachas l'hakam. And then on day 31, you take it off, you nail it in again, and now I can make a bracha. Because we don't say, well, it's not enough for Hetzach Hadat. I never made a bracha in the first place. So now I'm making a bracha for the first time. That's what the Yeshiva Shechumra is these days. This is the Lomdim of the Bakla. The Lomdim do that. And I tell people, what's wrong with being a Pasha of the Yid of the Shulchan Aruch? You put the mezuzah up on the 31st night. And that's all. We pass the Pashtun, so we pass the Rabbanan. So therefore the against the Mugay Yosef and the Nachas Tzvi, and the Derech HaChaim. Only the bother of the Rav Shach, so that bothers me. That does bother me. But, I want to say, what can I say? I mean, it's a Svar of an Adam Godel. But the other Poskim seem not to agree with it. I don't know. That's what bothers my mind. That would be a better reason, from my perspective, to put it in the immediately and then have this Yeshiva Shechumra, no put up a no broken, and then take it off and then put it back again. Yeah? Another question, a Bechal question. Whenever you have a suffix, any mitzvah, the odd meaning is you do the mitzvah without a broken. But the Rav has a thick book about it because it's what's playing the same countries. That the Rav and Machrama is a Chereloshin, Kishanish and Mevorachim ala Ochlim, Kachem Mevorachim ala Mitzvah, and Isra to do out of it. So then every time I have a Suffolk, and they say Suffolk, Baruch HaSuffolk, you're going to pass, and don't do the Mitzvah in the first place. That's not the Mekubal Zikab Sark. Either we hold against the Rambam, throw the Shtickle Torah, the others against the Rambam, and it's hard to pass like that Shtickle Torah. It's difficult. I want to discuss tomorrow the concept of the bracha before lamed, and also the concept of pasav long after one more time. But I have one ha'ara. But the mice take a shot in the first year tzlava makil. I forgot to mention to you. I was walking Yaakov shortly last week in the trailer. There was a following mamish. This was the case. you had the thick wood and the thin piece of wood onto which the mezuzah was affixed. And that thin piece was knocked into the thicker piece with 5 nails. So, you know, every top, yeah, 1, 2, 3 in the middle, 4 and 5 in the bottom. Knocked in stark, doesn't move at all. Well, guys, enough guys kicking the door and they're going out of mussar. So 3 of the nails came out. The bottom of the nails were out. So that half the marker could be pulled a little bit away. Couldn't pull the whole thing out. 2 of them were still there. And well, what's it in? I'd never in my life get a shot at floor of the marker. This is the Mugyot floor of the marker. So say, what's the shiloh? Knocking the nails again. Not so partial. What's the problem, huh? Tass of Lomanotis. Remember, Tass of Lomanotis. So I was make you that was never slow but not because even though you could pull it off a little bit, you couldn't pull it off all the way. It was not, and it was not considered to be a makel in my opinion. But I want to show you, even things you think will never come up, in real life, they do.